Breaking Sod. 200 years ago, the North American prairie was an open sea of grass. The first prairie peoples hunted for game, foraged for edible plants, and grew vegetables in small gardens. But tilling the land for crops was impossible because of the dense prairie sod created by the deep, interlocked roots of native grasses such as big bluestem, cordgrass, and Indian grass. In the 19th century, immigrant farmers used new technologies to break the prairie sod to plant crops. This ended the millennia of prairie growth. Handmade, hand-used tools invented in the Near East and refined over hundreds of years could not penetrate the prairie. The soil yielded only to the steel sodbuster plow produced by the Industrial Revolution. In the 1830s, American inventors like John Deere, an Illinois blacksmith, began using rolled steel for plowshares and moldboards. Rolled steel parts were lighter, yet stronger and more efficient compared to older wood, cast iron, or tempered steel types. In his book, The Prairie World, David Costello wrote, "When my father broke the last of the prairie on our farm, he used a riding plow pulled by 4 horses. The tough, wire-like roots of the bluestems and prairie clovers twanged like 1,000 ringing sounds as each step of the horses pulled the sharp blade forward through the sod of 10,000 years. As the soil was turned, a black ribbon reinforced with the living foundation of the prairie thudded into the trench made by the preceding round of the plow. Bee nests were upturned, mice scurried from their ruined homes, and raucous gulls swarmed behind, picking up worms, insects, and other small creatures evicted from the sanctuary of their grassland homes. This first plowing did not subdue the prairie. Some of the grasses took root and grew again. Not for several years were all the cut roots and dried stems rotted and incorporated into the soil. But eventually the land grew corn, and then wheat, and then clover as insect pests increased and the crops had to be rotated." The sodbuster plow launched a new era on the prairie. Together with the McCormick reaper, the rotary cylinder thresher, and the steel roller mill, agriculture transformed the prairie into the breadbasket of the world.